Unit 12. A political speech, Barack Obama.
Hello, Chicago. It's good to be home. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. My fellow Americans, Michelle and I have been so touched by all the well wishes that we've received over the past few weeks. But tonight, it's my turn to say thanks. Every day, I have learned from you. You made me a better president, and you made me a better man. Change only happens when ordinary people get involved, and they get engaged, and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that. And it's not just my belief, it's the beating heart of our American ideal, our bold experiment in self-government. It's the conviction that we are all created equal with unalienable rights like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's the insistence that these rights, while self-evident, have never been self-executing. That we, the people, through the instrument of our democracy, can form a more perfect union. If I had told you 8 years ago that America would reverse a great recession, reboot our auto industry, and unleash the longest stretch of job creation in our history. If I had told you that we would open a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11. If I had told you that we would win marriage equality, and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens. If I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high. But that's what we did. That's what you did. You were the change. You answered people's hopes. And because of you, by almost every measure, America is a better, stronger place than it was when we started. Tonight, I want to focus on the state of our democracy. Understand, democracy does not require uniformity. Our founders argued. They quarreled. Eventually, they compromised. They expected us to do the same. But they knew that democracy does require a basic sense of solidarity. The idea that for all our outward differences, we're all in this together, that we rise or fall as one. Our democracy is threatened whenever we take it for granted. All of us, regardless of party, should be throwing ourselves into the task of rebuilding our democratic institutions. When voting rates in America are some of the lowest among advanced democracies, we should be making it easier, not harder, to vote. When trust in our institutions is low, we should reduce the corrosive influence of money in our politics and insist on the principles of transparency and ethics in public service. But remember, none of this happens on its own. All of this depends on our participation, on each of us accepting the responsibility of citizenship, regardless of which way the pendulum of power happens to be swinging. Our Constitution is a remarkable, beautiful gift, but it's really just a piece of paper. It has no power on its own. We, the people, give it power. We, the people, give it meaning with our participation. And with the choices that we make and the alliances that we make. Whether or not we stand up for our freedoms, whether or not we respect and enforce the rule of law, that's up to us. So you see, that's what our democracy demands. It needs you, not just when there's an election, not just when your own interest is at stake, but over the full span of a lifetime. If you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try talking with one of them in real life. If something needs fixing, then lace up your shoes and do some organizing. If you're disappointed by your elected officials, grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself. Show up, dive in, stay at it. My fellow Americans, it has been the honor of my life to serve you. I won't stop. In fact, I'll be right there with you as a citizen for all my remaining days. But for now, whether you are young or whether you are young at heart, I do have one final ask of you as your president. The same thing I asked you when you took a chance on me 8 years ago. I'm asking you to believe, not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. May God continue to bless the United States of America.